back. It's the Rap Party.
All right.
How's everybody doing? This is John Donahue, the host. And with me tonight, as always, Robert Armour. It's been so long since we've done a show, I forgot how to open it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what I was going to... You're from Universal Studios Hollywood, let me fix this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play with my microphone. Listen, it's been like 2 weeks since we've actually been in this room, so...
Long time.
Sounds tinty.
It does seem weird...
Is it tinty? Does it sound tinty, Mindy? Mindy tinty?
Call in,
tinty.
Folks.
Call in if it's... It just sounds weird.
562. If we sound tinty...
I don't know what tinty means.
It sounds like I'm talking into a can. All right, maybe it's just me.
You sound great to
add
me.
Add some bass.
Great.
Add some bass to my voice. Make me sound like James Earl Jones tonight.
I don't have EQ ability.
All right, well, speaking of EQ, how's the tram tour? That's earthquake for the tram tour.
It's doing very well.
Oh, yeah? I heard you had a hydraulic leak over there.
Yesterday.
Tell our listeners what a hydraulic leak means at Universal Studios.
Can we talk about this on the air?
Why not? Who cares? It happens. Things happen. It's a mechanical failure.
I thought we were a family show.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Hydraulic must have to do with steering something. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming some type of ride where people are sitting in because it's Universal.
Yeah.
So something is leaking, losing pressure to these controls.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. There was hydraulic fluid.
I think our mics have a hydraulic leak.
Coming out of the studio.
Leaking onto the freeway.
It was a big mess.
But you had to get a mop and bucket and get down there.
Yeah, there's lots of people. I actually wasn't even helping cleaning, actually.
Because you're a supervisor over there. You're a big shot. You don't have to pick up a mop.
I was actually on my way out and had no idea what was going on and walked over and went, what's going on?
Peter and I worked there for years and we had no idea what was going on.
Not every day. Universal is going to be livid when they hear this. They've been trying so hard to keep this story from breaking.
Yeah.
Pat is out of the bag.
That most recent BP oil spill, they're trying to keep that on lids as best as they can. A lot of baby seals went down.
Robert was down over at the parting of the Red Sea, cleaning off the ducks.
Baby seals.
Cleaning the ducks. The ducks in that
ducks.
In the parting of the Red Sea, all the oil off the ducks.
And
John Wayne.
And John Wayne.
I don't know what that means. He's dead.
Well, they keep him.
What?
Yeah, John Wayne died a while ago.
What?
Hey,
who was that guy?
Speaking of dead, is your role in Holes. But good to see you tonight, Robert. Thanks for being here. Also with us tonight, another talented actor. He's with us. No, I'm not going to stop. I will not stop.
No, seriously.
I won't.
All right, keep going.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was just on a TV show. What was the name of it?
The Client List.
The Client List.
How many weeks did we talk about this?
7 months, it seems like. Actually, it seems like 7 years. And Peter, what did you play on that show, The Client List, on the BBC?
I believe I was reunion guest number 4.
What is The Client List? Is it a TV show?
It's Jennifer Love Hewitt's big show.
Oh my gosh.
Where I believe it's a happy ending massage parlor is the basis. Her and Cybill Shepherd.
Of the whole show?
The whole show.
How does it air? Is it on? I know how it airs. Satellites and all, but what network?
Happened. Well, it's on Lifetime Network. Apparently it aired. And that's what
Peter Miller and Lifetime does not work.
Well, when did Lifetime become kind of like the suppressed housewife sex channel? Because it seems like now they got The Client List, this show, which is all about happy ending massage parlors. And now they have Devious Maids, which I've seen billboards for all over. And then Anna Nicole Smith. Because she is a MILF.
Something's wrong with your mic.
Smilf? I'm trying to think what Smilf could stand for.
Anna Nicole Smith, apparently. And she's dead, too.
Would that be suicidal mother? I'd like to. Oh,
wow.
Too soon?
I don't know what's
happening. That's called improv, folks.
Not soon enough.
But no. Lifetime used to be such a nice, wholesome family network. And now it's got me on it.
Peter, you have brought it down.
I don't know what to say, but apparently I didn't even know it aired, and I got a message from a gentleman who I met on the show who was like, man, you were all over that bitch. So look it up, folks.
Literally, one of the crew members you were all over. That's what he was talking about. Apparently there's like a subpoena. He was subpoenaed. She's suing you.
I Miss Back When is the title episode.
Okay.
Episode 11.
So you could probably go on the Lifetime there in the network and look it up. Look it up, Peter. He was Fondler number 5.
You'll see me obnoxiously trying to get into every shot I possibly can sneak into.
All right.
And then the director threw me off set.
Nice.
No, never did that.
Wow. I wouldn't put it past him.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for being here. Also with us tonight, Mindy in the booth is with us.
What's up?
She just Facebooked me.
Who did?
Mindy.
What did she say? Shut John up?
I said, I'm tuning in.
Because I told people to tune in and
you
listen.
Did.
And
I am.
That were hilarious.
That's nice.
That's what I do.
Hey, if you guys are listening to Facebook, tell your friends to tune in www.skidrowstudios.com. And hey, call in tonight. We're going to talk about movies and television
call
and all
in.
Kinds of crap.
We'll reminisce.
Open another browser.
We're going to open another browser. And we're going to have a hydraulic leak if you don't call. 1-800-8- I don't know what that means. 1-800-893-9562. And if you're wondering, hey, is that toll free? I'm in Anchorage, Alaska.
You can do it.
You can do it. Call
totally.
In. Call in from Toledo. Call in from, other places in the world.
I'll talk dirty.
That's it. That's the only three places John knows.
1-800-893-9562. Anchorage, Alaska, and Toledo.
Toledo,
that's all
Ohio.
I know.
Y-O-Y-O-Y-O.
And a shout out while we're talking about cities that I know to Binghamton, New York, my hometown.
Big ups.
Wow.
Yeah. I went there. I was there in town a few weeks ago.
They had the parade?
They
had the big...
It's a homeless parade.
Well, there was a back alley that they finally named after
that's
you, right?
Where I live. That's where I was visiting from Anchorage. Binghamton, New York. The family, friends are there. So if you're listening tonight, thanks for listening. And Mindy, thanks for being in the booth tonight here in downtown Los Angeles. You gave up Saturday night to be here to listen to us talk about movies and all kinds of goofy stuff.
I could
stuff.
Be petting my hamster right now.
And Peter's doing it now, but he doesn't have a hamster. It's just something it's a euphemism
it's
for what Peter calls petting the hamster.
It's just something that I do, you know.
Yeah. Too bad Robert is the hamster.
I was going to say the same thing.
Shh, Robert.
Allison wanted to be here tonight. She couldn't be here. She had a prior arrangement, engagement rather. So she'll be
she's
here.
Not engaged?
No, Robert. So let's talk. Hey guys, what's new? What's new in entertainment? You guys see that new Star Trek movie yet?
Nah.
Into Darkness.
Just you.
My
I'm
parents
the only one. Saw it though.
Your parents? What did your parents think?
My
of Into
parents
Darkness?
Liked it. They said it was lots of action. My dad likes it. He's a big Trekkie fan. So.
Yeah.
I don't know if my mom liked it. She kind of gave me, it's lots of action.
Just like your performance.
Lots of, wow.
No,
it was a lot of action.
I saw it in the theater. I saw it with Allison a couple of weeks ago when it opened at the Cinerama Dome. It's a theater here in Los Angeles for those
the
of you
wonderful
know.
Cinerama. 60 beautiful. Years old, somewhat.
Yeah. Not Allison at the Cinerama Dome. She's going to kick your ass.
Not Allison. I am not referring to you.
No, she will kill you. The Cinerama Dome is a classic theater, and Allison and I went. We had a blast, and the movie is a lot of fun, a lot of action. I personally enjoyed the first film better. I liked
That's what
it
I've
more.
Heard.
Just because to me it was more original, it had had heart, and it's something I can't explain it. I went and saw it a few times, and I looked forward to it every single time. Now it's kind of like I went to see it again last weekend.
You've seen this a few times already.
I saw it once. I had to see it a second time. So yes, I saw it twice because a friend of mine, Dave Casella, who's been on the show before, will be back.
Care Bear fucker.
He's not a Care Bear. Well, if they were real in his mind. He would do it.
It's a cult.
Don't call him the Care Bear fucker.
It's just
what if he listens to the show?
I mean it. It's,
I hope he is.
I mean it out of goodwill.
That's rude.
It's out of good faith.
He's gonna cry. what happened is we went to the drive. Yes, me and Dave Casella went to the drive. Well, I put a wig on him.
With the Care Bear fucker.
And we watched, there's a drive-in. Everybody asked me where this was because apparently drive-ins aren't around anymore.
No.
There's a drive-in if you live in Los Angeles, California, which is part of Los Angeles.
I've heard of what's it called?
There's two. There's one at Cindy of Industry, which isn't as nice, but there's one. It's about 45 minutes from the Valley.
Right.
But it's called the Tiki Drive-In.
Yes,
and it's like Hawaiian-themed. You wear Lays and Hawaiian shirts.
You have
and,
to? You have to wear
it? No. The employees do.
Oh, that's cool.
And you go into the concession area is all like cute, what do you call it? Temples. It's like, what do you call it?
Temple?
I would go with the word tiki.
Yeah, the tiki things. Hey, we have a caller. How you doing tonight? Where are you calling
Who's
from?
Who's our caller?
Hi, it's Alicia
and
Val calling from Universal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Universal.
This is one of your friends from Universal, Robert?
Yeah, some of my coworkers at
Alicia.
Universal. Yeah,
Alicia,
she's
how you
calling
doing?
A lot of times.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on tonight? Are you swimming in hydraulic fluid?
Well, no, that was last night.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Robert still has some on his
You guys are listening to this
Robert, guess who you missed at work today?
Uh-oh.
I heard that my old childhood buddy was there.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf was at Universal Studios Hollywood today. Now, why didn't he alert you that he was going, Robert? You guys are old friends.
Because he's a douche. That's why.
Wow, you know that he might
listen
to the show.
He does not listen to the show.
Shia, if you're calling in, challenge that. 1-800-893-9562. Shia, it's free. 1-800-893-9562.
Text Shia. Tell him to call in. I want to know why he snubbed
you. Connor, you missed me chasing after Shia LaBeouf.
What happened?
Text question. You can
why were you chasing after him?
So he was in line for G-Day.
I mean, he was in line for what?
To the family that's G-day. In front of him, and they asked me how long the tour is.
What's good day?
45 minutes to an
G-day.
Hour. And he pipes in, and he goes, is it really 45 minutes to an hour? And I say, yes. And he talks to his friend and decides that they're going to leave. So then we're doing Kong Express, and my manager is like, go chase after them and see if they just want to do Kong.
Wow. Now, Alicia, I could have sworn that there was a good 100-yard restraining warrant against you and Shalai. So.
Shalai?
Wow. Peter's the only one drinking Shalai? Tonight, by the way. It's really rare for this
Shalai.
Room.
Shalai.
So, wait a minute. Did you catch Shia?
Shia.
I did.
You caught him.
Did you say you knew me? Because that doesn't help.
And they said no.
Oh, so you didn't catch him. Sounds like you're talking to us through some kind of an old megaphone. I don't know what's happening.
All sorts of tin can megaphones.
Yeah, it's really odd. Where are you? Are we on speaker or something?
I think so.
Yeah, but you have to. I'm also calling from Universal, which
Universal has the old telegraph machines. Yeah. There's actually a series of beeps.
Well, Alicia, we're going to send you a Skid Row studio sticker for calling in tonight. Done.
So you didn't catch Shia, but he was in the studio today enjoying the park.
Shia?
Yes.
Shia.
And he didn't call Robert. And for those listeners who haven't tuned in before, Robert and Shia LaBeouf are old schoolmates.
Yep.
They actually went to school, and Shia apparently was picked on in school. Robert and Shia do Boy Scouts together. I don't know what that means.
Now, even at 20, whatever age.
But you said that he used to get kind of teased.
Shalai doesn't want people to know that.
What's that?
Shia used to get teased in school. Shia. And you were like the big guy. You were like my bodyguard. Now, did you actually get into, was there bloodshed over him?
Multiple bloodshed.
Seriously, did he try to jump in and help you, or did he cower
never.
Away?
He just kind of walk away.
He would walk, he would get it, he would I pick a fight.
I should have known at that point, we should not continue to be friends.
Would he pick a fight?
No, people
he's
would pick
a fight.
People,
why would people pick on him?
I'll tell you right now, I lived in a town that was
No, tell me later, tell me after the show. No, tell me now.
Here is a golf cart.
Oh, Alicia's still here.
Alicia, I'm sorry.
I totally forgot you.
Alicia,
were
you're going to use up your Universal minute.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm calling for my cell phone.
All right. We can tell. There's something. Robert, go ahead.
I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about the show. Wow. We're like the Titanic tonight. Robert, you said he would get picked on why?
Yeah. I lived in a town that was very, very, very white, and there was no offense, Peter, but no Jewish people.
Are you going crazy?
No Jewish people.
About being an African American Jew. and you're talking about your white people.
Not a lot of Jewish folks.
Yeah, and people would pick on him because he was Jewish. That was it.
There's nothing wrong with being Jewish.
I know, Alicia. That's why I was bringing it up.
I hate him.
Is that what you said to him? There's nothing wrong with being Jewish before you pounded him.
Wasn't that a song?
Yes, that's exactly what I said to him. I've been chased after him.
Yeah, Alicia, listen, we so appreciate you calling, but it's so annoying at the same time. I don't know what you're calling from, but Jesus Christ. Alicia, thanks for calling, and you are awesome.
Everything Jewish makes it seem all better.
Okay, Alicia is really creeped out now. Alicia, thanks for calling.
Alicia and Val?
She hung up on us.
No, she didn't hang up. That's her reception. She's actually still here.
Alicia and Val, folks.
At least we know what it sounds like calling from the moon. So, Robert, did he run away? He would just run away?
He would just kind of back off.
I want to know more about this.
Yeah, he'd back off. He'd walk away. I'd be in the middle of a scuffle.
Did he thank you later?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
He would thank you later. Did he buy you lunch?
I don't remember him ever buying me lunch, no.
I bet you anything.
All he does is pick fights and get into trouble.
Well, that's what now but he picks them, right?
The thing is, I would not be an actor if Shia had not suggested it to me.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the one that kind of was like, you should do this, because we used to go to school together, and we'd do these like skits and stuff that we had to do in class, and he'd be like, dude, you should be doing this.
And look where it's taking you, man.
Yeah, I'm at
Skid Row Studios. You're downtown
at
Skid Row on a Saturday night.
You're at Skid Row Studios.
Doing sex scenes in a movie.
Wow. Yeah, he did that Al Buff Poffo music video or something.
Wait, what?
Like that. Yeah, he went full frontal with this chick. Who was the chick?
How do I not know this?
I don't follow his career, I'm not going to lie.
Anyway.
I want to make fun of that schmeckle.
I don't know. Oh, wait, I'm turning up the bass in my... Apparently, I have control over this.
Are you really? You're going to sound like me soon?
This is a horrible segue to go from Shia LaBeouf schmeckle.
Are you going to go from the schmeckle to this?
Something we don't want to talk about to something we should mention.
We should segue into something else first.
Okay.
All right, fine. No, go with it. Just do it. Just do it.
I don't even know what to do. I don't want to piss you off, Peter.
And you knew what you
Okay,
wanted.
That's disrespectful. We're going to segue from Peter's song to today. Yesterday, a beloved actress. She was 90 years young.
90 years young.
She was on a TV show back in the 70s, a very controversial sitcom, and it paved the ways for just
everything.
It was amazing. It was called
children.
All in the Family. Jean Stapleton was her name. She played
Norman
Edith
Lear.
Bunker. Norman Lear created the show. She did the show with Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker. And she was fantastic. And in fact, the whole cast was fantastic.
Rob
they were pitch perfect. Now, Robert wasn't around then because, what are you, 18? How old are you, Robert?
26.
You're 20. See, do you ever see All in the Family?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about.
For the most part.
Okay.
Yep. Not even All in the Family was the basis of my entire childhood.
Now, why is that?
Oh, no. I just watched that show. I had a TV in my bedroom growing up and just recall watching reruns of that. And I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Seriously, almost every night for a good 8 years of my childhood.
Oh, then TV
up.
Land or Nick at Night, one of those, would just play
that,
them. Oh, no,
that.
I know
this
that.
This is talking before that.
I know
I'm talking
that.
WPWR in Chicago with the UHF, VHF on my old knob television. And we'll be able to watch that, Mary Tyler Moore.
Of course,
show,
another classic
that,
show.
You know, Taxi. They would run all those on their way to night. And no, the greatest and greatest character
boy,
ever created.
I love All in the Family. That's Carol O'Connor and Jean Stapleton singing the opening to the show. Peter singing along with it. Again, we're paying tribute
to Jean Stapleton.
Jean Stapleton passed away yesterday at her home in New York of natural causes.
Natural, but 90
years
so
old.
Amazing is, and I mean, I could have sworn she died a good 5 years ago.
No.
I could have sworn I heard it.
She didn't.
Like, I saw a thing, like, oh, geez, they have the best.
She used to defend Shia in school, too. I don't know if you know that.
I thought it was an anniversary when I saw it today, and I was like, holy cow.
Speaking of, there it is.
She's still kicking.
There it is. All in the Family. What a great show.
One of the best season finales.
She was fantastic. Do you remember the episode?
I remember
them
all.
The one where a guy broke into the house.
The rape episode.
The rape episode, and he literally tried to rape. He ripped off her. He unzipped her top, and Edith's bra was. I think that's the first half-naked woman I've ever seen.
1973,
and it was Edith Bunker.
Maybe. Yeah, right. Trying to remember the year of that, because, I mean, it was extremely taboo. I mean, it was like the fact that it's a primetime television show was tackling an issue of home invasion and rape. And I want to say the episode was something around 72, 73. Am I even close?
I don't even know. But if you guys know at home, 1-800-893-9562.
No, I mean, huge. And that was such a great, unbelievable episode. And it was a two-parter.
It was a two-parter,
I
think.
Shows didn't really do that back then.
Yeah, Archie wasn't home. Nobody was home. Edith was home alone.
It was at a party across the street.
And not to give anything away if you haven't had the 30 or 40 years to see this show, so fuck you. In the kitchen, I think she hit him with a pan or something, and then she ran out, and the whole audience erupted.
Took a pan of food.
Yeah, because she's a cook.
Right.
She baked a lot in that show.
She took it out of the oven and threw it in his face and ran to the door and then ran across. I can't remember
the audience
which neighbor
went nuts. It was amazing, even as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Not even drinking soda. That's
early.
A water and a tuna
early.
Fish sandwich from 7-Eleven, which, by the way, I highly recommend. So 7-Eleven, if you're listening, we could use a sponsor.
We really could. We really need one. 7-Eleven, please help us keep our spots.
So anyway, All in the Family, we lost Carol O'Connor several years ago.
Who
played Archie. We still have Meathead, who's Rob Reiner, went on to direct Stand By Me, Princess Bride.
Although I don't know if he's eaten Sally Struthers or if she's eaten him at this point.
What is?
Oh, my God.
I went there. So if you're listening, Rob... No, you're a talent beyond belief.
Oh, he's great. In fact, I'm going to segue from there because I have a segue. Speaking of
really
Rob Reiner,
yeah,
I saw a movie at the New Beverly Cinema. It was a sneak preview. Very rare to see those these days. It's for a little indie movie called The Kings of Summer.
Hindu?
Indie, like not Indiana Jones, like an independent type film, but it's not independent. I think it's CBS Films gave this, a smaller budget to do this film about three boys who run away from home. They're about 14, 15, 16-ish, and they build a tree house in the middle of, the woods, and they live off the wild. And it's actually a comedy.
What are we talking about?
The Kings of Summer. And it's a comedy, and it's a lot of fun, but it also is, it's a movie that has heart.
But wait, Rob Reiner, what did he do with this?
It was a double feature with Stand By Me. I should have pointed that out.
I was like,
but there's a reason why.
I'm so confused here.
There's a reason why it was a double feature with Stand By Me, because the writer and director, two different people, I can't remember their names, but they used Stand By Me in movies like that and The Goonies and 16 Candles as a reference for when they directed it and wrote the script.
So if you like those movies.
If you like coming-of-age films.
Coming-of-age, good
films.
Yeah.
Good films. Catch Kings of Summer. It's playing exclusively right now in New York and L.A., and I'm sure it doesn't have a chance against M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong's new movie, After Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what do you guys think of After Earth? Has anyone seen that?
I haven't.
Think the world has.
Right. No, it doesn't look like anyone did. And it's just funny because I know I read that they're like, I read something that says After Earth bomb, and I'm like, people are surprised by this. Because I think many months ago when I first saw a trailer, I was kind of ready for this to be a gigantic disaster when I heard the director-writer.
I didn't know. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong wrote it or directed it until 2 days ago when a friend pointed it out, because Sony is cleverly keeping his name under wraps. I had no idea because of all the bombs, and I'm not trying to disrespect M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
It's okay, John. We're
by
radio.
By saying his name wrong. Am I saying it wrong?
I'm pretty sure you're saying it right.
But, after a series of failures, everything pretty much except for The Sixth Sense.
He's made one and a half movies. He made that and half of Unbreakable is
good. The thing is, he puts himself into his movies, too, and the guy couldn't act his way out of other holes.
He thinks he's Hitchcock.
No offense, Robert.
No, he thinks he's Hitchcock, and he's so far from it. And that's what bothers me so. The guy is such an ego-driven guy.
We were talking about
that. I don't know anything about him as far as his movies.
He owes me $20.
I'm sure he does.
In my opinion, we saw a headline today on, Yahoo at work, and we were talking about this, and we were, saying, why would Will Smith, who's a very well-off actor, why would any actor go, M. Night Shyamalan?
This sounds like somebody I want to attach to.
Yeah, I want to be part of that. He's done some one good film.
What surprises me is the major studios are still giving him money to make movies.
I know.
But here's the thing. I'm sure maybe he was friends with Will Smith. I don't know the Smiths. I don't know M. Night. So, Mr. Shyamalan. I don't know him. No disrespect, because hopefully, he'll be making the second Star Wars. Who knows? Maybe Fox or Disney will be giving him money.
That's true.
I never even saw it.
Ruined the.
Here's the thing. I read this I think it was a Hollywood Reporter or one of the something online where Jaden wants to have his son. Will wants to have his son Jaden and his daughter. I can't remember her name. And they want to be like the Barrymore family, they want to be like this acting dynasty, which could happen.
But
this isn't the movie that's going to do it. But I think he did this film so that. It could be a star vehicle for his son that he could be in with his son.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that, from what I've seen in the last couple of days, that seems like any credence that came out of After Earth is apparently, and if anyone out there gets a chance, look up the Graham Norton show from the other day.
That was awesome.
Where he does the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song with DJ Jazzy Jeff to promote this movie, and then Carlton comes out. And does the Carlton. And we got a caller.
We do have a caller. 1-800-893-9562 for more callers. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, boys.
Is this my very own Edith Bunker?
Yes, it is.
Judy Peters' mom is on the phone. Hey, Peter, Peter refers to you lovingly as an Edith Bunker, and she I love that. Edith. And you are so wonderful, Judy, and we lost a wonderful actress.
When my mom tells the story.
But well, we always have you, Judy. Yeah.
Yes, you do. You always have me, boys.
That's right.
Okay, so I just want to tell you, the rape episode.
Oh, the family.
Right into that.
Appeared in October of 1977, exactly 1 month before Peter's birth.
And was that your... What was that? I mean, did you let Peter watch that?
My conception was that rape. My parents watched that episode.
Judy, stay on the line. Don't hang up. That was rude. I'm sorry.
No, October of 77. Peter was born in November of 77.
Yeah. I was going to say, was she pregnant for a month, Peter?
I know. My mom breeds like a seal. You know, it's about a 4.5 week gestation.
Judy, did you watch that episode? And by the way, for those of you who don't know, that All in the Family rep episode was directed by M. Night Shyamalan. I'm surprised we're still talking about it.
You know, I've seen the episode, of course, more than once.
When it aired? I mean, was it a big
deal? No, because you have to remember if I saw it exactly when it aired, because I had a three-year-old child. I was 8 months pregnant, and in those days, you either watched it when it was on, or you had to wait until it came back in a rerun.
Whoa, wait, what?
Well, we couldn't record anything.
Wait a minute. What? You couldn't just record...
She committed it to memory.
No, I cannot concept not having technology.
Can you watch it on Netflix?
We couldn't record it, so you either watched it
or you missed it. But Dad always record movies and TV shows on VHS.
Illegally.
But we didn't
have movies on one tape.
VHS came right after that. Right. And when VHS first came out, you could watch movies on it, but you could not record TV shows on it.
What?
See, this
is
why.
You couldn't set it. Yeah. There wasn't a timer. I mean, you couldn't set.
You didn't know how to set the timer. No, I still don't know.
Now people are seeing why we call her Edith Bunker, because when she tells a story, often I will do recreations of Archie's infamous different forms of suicide that he would try to do when Edith was telling a story.
Oh, right. I saw a picture today. I remember
when
that.
Edith would tell a long story with a gun to the head.
Right,
and he would pretend like, because she's rambling, and then here you go. Okay, I'm going to put the noose around my neck.
Yes, Peter does the noose around his neck to me.
Yeah, because your story's just love to go. But we love you for it, Mom. That's why you're my mama. Are you drinking tonight, Mom?
I will tell you that Daddy and I went out for Mexican. I needed it. You know, John, I broke my foot. Did Peter tell you I broke my foot?
She broke her foot a couple weeks ago. Mom, tell the story, because
how did you break your foot, Judy? That's terrible.
Yes, it was terrible. I was going out in the garage, and I had a bag of garbage to throw away, which we keep our garbage cans in the garage.
Edith Bunker.
And there's, you know how when you go from a house into the garage, there's a little step, not a whole step.
Right.
A little step.
Those are for Peter.
Sort of gracefully flew off that step.
I landed
on my left knee, my right foot rolled, and I heard it crack.
Because they just installed that step from the laundry room down to the garage.
And Peter, being my Peter that he is, he said, Ma, Did you just put that step in?
Exactly.
Because there's always
it's been there for several years. It's been there for a while. That step.
Yeah. Judy, now
this is what happens when you mix margaritas and wine, Mom.
I think that's horrible.
And opium.
I had margarita at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then when we got home,
did you take your opium?
No, Dad took that before. Daddy made more margaritas.
Judy, are you going to come visit your son in L.A. and make us margaritas?
Oh, she
and
makes
we'll watch the rape episode of All the Family. I have taped.
Did you just really put that all together in one with my mother?
Yes.
I want a margarita. I want a Judy margarita. I want a Judy Miller margarita.
Yeah, but Peter's comes dad in a pre-made is the jug. One who makes the great margaritas.
Bring Dad along.
I do take him along whenever possible.
My mom and dad love going to the public pool and bringing their water bottles like I do with their pre-made margaritas in there and just sitting at the public pool.
We do that.
There you go.
We call it our pool punch.
Perfect.
Now, Judy, what are you doing with a broken foot? Are you in bed? Are you watching TV, a lot of movies?
You watching Old Hall and the Family?
I'm not really a sit-around person, which is what's causing a problem with the healing.
So where does Peter get it from?
Yeah, I just am. So, no, I have a steel boot and a...
Wow.
It's very, very lovely.
There you go.
Yeah, Peter, you would have such great lines if you saw it.
I know, I believe it, too. I believe it too, Gimpy.
Oh,
yeah.
Gimpy. Right.
Well,
because it really—it's quite uncomfortable.
I believe it. You're not working, right?
I didn't the first week. He said I could, but I am now.
Of course you
are. But I can't. It's a little difficult getting around.
Those were the days,
Judy. Now, was Edith Bunker a role model? Like, is she somebody that you watch and you could identify with?
Well, I couldn't really identify with
her. Not really a role model for
but
example.
But I love Matt really because the way Archie talked to Edith,
you didn't like that.
Ever talk to me that way.
No.
Right.
But my mom loves the Mills. Moms, do us all a favor. Can we get a little Casablanca from you?
What is that?
Oh, I do. And, you know, my husband's favorite movie of all times is Casablanca.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
He just watched it recently on an airplane.
Yeah. Right. It's the best way to watch it.
I do an imitation.
Here it is.
I do a...
Give it to us.
Okay.
Just do it.
Quick, you must help me.
There it is.
Is that it? Judy.
That's almost as good as our Holy Theater.
That was great. Oh, my gosh. Whoa, we should have Judy play in that sometime.
Rick,
should actually. We don't have that with us. Judy.
Spot on, Peter Lorre.
Take care of your foot. Take care of your iron foot. And we'll talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing your, your All in the Family trivia.
Do we have something?
Yeah.
It is great.
I know.
And Judy, you won a Holes poster signed by Robert.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's actually signed, but we're going to mail that out to you.
That's roasting. Thank you.
We actually have a couple of Holes posters from months ago.
We got about 200,
signed by Robert. They're original, and we're going to send one over to you so you can look at it in Robert's signature written in crayon from your bed.
I will cherish it.
All right. Well, someone should. Judy, right, thanks for calling. Love you to death.
All right. Go take some more opium.
Bye, guys. Love you.
See ya.
Love you.
Judy's awesome.
She is.
And that's what happens when you call and you're not on a cell phone. Calling from Universal and it's on
speakerphone in the bathroom smoking cigarettes.
I don't know what she's saying. I don't know what happened.
She was under hydro.
She was underwater in hydraulic fluid.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she called.
She calls in pretty much
every
time.
That's really nice of her to do that.
She listens every week.
Someday somebody will call that we don't know. That's what my hope is.
When it happened.
It was an accident, but an ad was a wrong number.
Me and Peter were doing the show when you were out of town. We got the guy that was like ready to jump off the ledge.
I heard and I was laughing.
I think he actually, what's funny is I really think the guy called in the next week when John and I were doing the show and he used a different name because it sounded almost like the same guy. And it was a guy, remember when I'm talking about it? It was like one of the first calls we got and he was saying, oh, I listened to the show. Yeah, I really like movies and it was really weird too. And then we got him off the line.
Yeah.
I think it was the same dude.
Wow.
We've got a stalker, Alicia and this one guy, Alan, I think his name was, our stalker.
We had Seth on our day.
Seth?
Yeah.
His name's Seth.
Yeah. Anyways.
Classic television. Like, you know what? What the hell? Let's stick with classic television tonight since we're talking about the late, great Gene Stapleton. And you mentioned Taxi.
Ooh, yeah.
Taxi was a great show because Andy Kaufman, for me, was like growing up. I used to love Lotka.
Oh, it was huge.
He was great. And Jim Carrey did him, not did him, but
wow.
He did
him.
I never know.
He played him beautifully in Man on the Moon.
Yeah. And, have you ever seen My Breakfast with Blassie?
What is that?
And I actually have a copy of it. It's a VHS video of Andy Kaufman doing a My Dinner with Andre parody, if you know the famous play and an independent film, My Dinner with Andre, with Wallace Shaw, and where he did a thing, My Breakfast with Blassie, where he went to Jerry's in L.A.
Because that's where Andy Kaufman worked.
Right, and he worked there, and Blassie...
Are we talking about Jim Carrey or Andy Kaufman?
Andy Kaufman.
Oh, we're talking about Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman. And I'm forgetting his first name, but Blassie was a big pro wrestling manager.
Right, right.
And they had a breakfast together, and it was videotaped in the same style as My Dinner with Andre, which is a huge independent success.
It was.
And one of the funniest things you'll ever see in your life, folks, if you can find a rare copy of it, it's Andy Kaufman and Blassie sitting down having breakfast together, at a Jerry's Deli. It's
probably on YouTube.
And it is priceless. But no, but Andy Kaufman was a genius. I mean, he was... I love the guy for just stepping outside that boundary and just being, I'm going to play this all the way to the grave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
this is who I am. This is what I'm playing, and I've got a big amount of respect for that because you got to be true to your character.
Is it BLASSY?
BLASSIA.
Oh, here it is. My Breakfast with Blassie. Yeah. It's on YouTube. I haven't pre-screened
it.
Look it
up, folks. I think it's maybe like 40 minutes or 30 minutes or something.
BLASSIE, Andy Kaufman, KAUFMAN.
Oh, John, when you get home, watch it. Anyone else out there that likes Andy Kaufman, watch this.
Peter gets a quarter for every download. I was going to say, Jim Carrey played him brilliantly. And he would do all kinds of pranks on the Universal lot where they shot the film. I hear, and I don't know if it's true, but I'm sure it is, Danny DeVito's trailer was parked, obviously, on the lot, and he was a co-star in the film. And Andy Kaufman took his took a truck or something,
took his heart pills,
and blocked his trailer door, like where Danny DeVito couldn't come out. Because here's the deal: Jim Carrey stays in character to stay in that character, so he wasn't doing it as Jim Carrey; he was doing it as Andy Kaufman.
Wow!
And I was a tour guide along with Peter
all
and Robert
us.
Works there. We
we're the crew.
We heard this story back in the day, and I don't know if they still do it on the tour. Mm-hmm. When they passed the Psycho House, that a woman came
Are
out of the Psycho House. No.
Okay.
When a woman came out dressed, a man came out dressed as Mother Bates with an axe, and he chased after the tram, and people were like, turned out to be Jim Carrey. And we didn't know if it was true. So I ended up working on a film called Yes Man a few years ago. And I said to Jim, or I asked Jim Carrey, I said, is that true about you coming out with the dress and the axe? He goes, it's absolutely true. He goes, it's all on tape. You can, you know, we videotaped it. And he goes, but it wasn't me. I said, well, who was it? He goes, no, that was Andy Kaufman. I said, okay. He goes, you know, Andy used to have lunch on the steps of the Psycho House. He goes, and I was about to say, where were you? But he said, that's very complicated. But he was basically saying it wasn't him who did it. It was Andy Kaufman.
Right.
I found that very interesting. And he was still in character. Like he still talked like he, you know, like that it was Andy Kaufman years later after he shot it, which
I
found
brilliant.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Really interesting from an actor's point of view.
I truly believe that it's something that Andy Kaufman would have done.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like if he was on a set and doing something like that with like just conspiracy, you know, and looking at his Tony Clifton and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And just the way he liked to kind of fuck with someone's reality and what he's gonna play his role to. So it's just kind of like,
I think Jim Carrey was perfect.
He's perfect casting for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was
a great Milos Forman.
The movie didn't do well. It kind of tanked and it didn't get great reviews, but I'll tell you something. I enjoyed it.
I do as well. I'm with you on that one, John. I definitely agree that it did not get the reviews. I thought Milos Forman got nominated for Best Director.
I'm not even going to look it up because I have no
idea. All right, folks, we're at 1-800-893-9562.
I love Milos Forman.
If Milos Forman was nominated for Best Director for Man on the Moon, give us a call.
Mindy, do you know?
I think it's Man in the Moon, isn't it? Or is it Man on the Moon?
Man on the Moon or Man in the Moon? Not
do I know
moon.
What?
Who directed Man on the Moon?
It was Venus
Foreman.
Oh.
Oh, you're just asking Mindy if she knows.
I was asking Mindy if she knew. I know.
You're just director of probably my favorite
Mindy.
Movie.
I'm trying to get Mindy back in the show.
Mindy's in there eating gummy fish and shit.
Oh, I gave up gummies.
What do you? Why? Why'd you give up gummies?
For Lent? I switched to eating candied ginger.
Is that for Lent?
It's for my poor body that's all toxic. I know what you say. With life
candy
chemicals.
And ginger, weren't they on Gilligan's Island?
Those are the two chicks, right?
Candy and ginger? I'm not sure
you're right, actually.
Marianne and Ginger.
And where's Candy?
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Howell was also known as Candy. Speaking of iconic television shows, Gilligan's Island. Great show. What are you awing? All those poor people never got off the island.
It was a 3-hour tour that turned into way too long.
It did. This show is only an hour, but it seems like three sometimes.
Sometimes it sounds like a 3-hour tour.
Oh, Mindy. Do you ever watch Gilligan's Island, Mindy? And if so, what is your favorite episode?
I probably haven't seen it since like high school.
Yeah, but you got to remember some classic stuff from that show, huh?
I like the one that Gilligan pisses the skipper off.
Was there one where Gilligan got amnesia? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think it is, actually.
Yeah. It is. It's true.
Oh, man. Go
memory. If Dave Casella was here, who not only does he love the Care Bears, he is a Gilligan's Island encyclopedia.
I still love when the Globetrotters showed up.
Did that happen, or was that just a Scooby-Doo episode?
Wait a minute.
There was a Scooby-Doo episode.
Am I mixing up my shows?
No, they might have. No, seriously, people visited. I think Kurt Russell even visited the island once. I'm not even joking.
I could have sworn that the Globetrotters showed up. Folks, we're at
1-800-893-9562.
If you know if the Globetrotters
were on. Or maybe Don Knotts. Oh, that was Scooby-Doo as well. Speaking of another classic show, Scooby-Frickin-Doo.
Well, man, I wanted to talk more about Milos Forman.
Oh, no one gives a shit.
All right. Well, I watched Blue. I had like the 6 degrees of separation because I watched Blue Velvet the other night, which has what's the actor's name?
Dennis Hopper.
No. Who's in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Jack Nicholson.
No, the guy who plays
Danny DeVito.
Billy.
Michael Douglas. Produced
Billy
that.
In One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh,
he's also
I don't know, dude.
Doc
that
Brown.
Great character actor.
Oh boy, we're supposed to know what we're talking about. All we do is ask questions. Yeah, I don't know, Peter. Man. We were
Dr.
sticking
Emmett Brown?
Do you want me to look it up?
Come on, you know who I'm talking about.
Keep going while I look this up.
Not Billy Wilder, but because the one character actor that plays Billy
one
flew over the
Cuckoo's
Nest.
We actually sometimes know what we're talking about.
Is by far my favorite actor right up there with like Peter Lorre and all the other
Peters. What's this have to do with Gilligan's Island?
We were talking about Milos Forman.
We moved on.
Let's find out. Is it true that Bill Cosby washed up ashore on Gilligan's Island
in
one episode?
Not true. That never happened.
Where's my yellow pudding
box? That never happened.
Pudding.
Billy. Brad Dourif.
Brad Dourif. One of my favorite underrated actors.
Billy Bibbit.
That's what I wanted to get to. Frank, you want another beer? Of course I want.
Who the fuck are you talking about? Is that a line from a movie?
Blue Velvet. You want me to pour your beer, Frank?
What's it have to do with classic television? Why are we going into Blue Velvet now? Was it a sitcom before it became a movie?
I think it was.
Back in the corner,
it was a black and white sitcom.
Yeah, all shot through a closet with,
called Meet My Blue Velvet.
For those of you listening, this is how it sounds before the
show.
After the show with John and Peter. This is basically me listening and just going, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, that's because you don't remember classic television.
I was born in 86.
All right, let's go back to classic television.
Let's
go back.
There's Nick at Night.
Yes.
There's all kinds
Legends
of shows,
of the
Robert.
Temple.
That's not classic television.
It is
don't
now.
You agree that I noticed recently, because I haven't watched Nick at Night or TV Land in a while because of Netflix and things like that, but it seems like now what they're showing on like Nick at Night is
stuff
not
that's
classic television.
Classic
what are they showing now? I stopped really. I mean, they show Roseanne every hour, which
like
is a great show, but
Empty Nest.
That's not a classic show.
You know, exactly. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah,
Hogan's. What's the other Hogan one?
You don't know another another thing.
No, not
Hogan's
no,
the family?
One with,
Hulk Hogan?
With what's her? With Peter Pan.
What?
What's her
name? Hogan's Family. The Hogan family.
Yeah, that one. With,
Jeremy Licht is a friend.
I'm not talking. I'm just saying
that's a good show, but I wouldn't classify it as.
That's on classic television.
Right.
They don't show. You can't see Dick Van Dyke Show anymore.
You can't
see. You know, Welcome Back, Cotter.
I got
you
into the Superman with George
shows.
Reeves.
Oh,
I got into that show and I'm flying. My hands are in the air like I'm flying right now.
Really
I don't know why
is.
I'm doing this. I'm like a kid. Like, how big are you? George Reeves, the black and white Superman. I never thought in a million years I would watch that show. And I get it. It's not a sitcom. It depends on how you look at it nowadays. But the show I got into, it's a very well done, fun show.
It's the original
Superman, George Reeves. He was a guy, Robert, he shot himself.
George Reeves. Yeah, you're not here.
Right.
But no, I mean, people forget about all those wonderful, like even those old serials that I like, you know, like if you ever get a chance, what is it called?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Here Come the G-Men.
Not that kind of cereal.
That's a great old cereal.
What is it called?
G-Men Never Forget.
We went from
G-Men Never Forget.
Cereals. What's next? My favorite commercial.
No,
it's the Tide commercial.
Cereal television.
I just filmed
G-Men
it out there.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Stuff.
No, it is good stuff.
We keep going further back in the
timeline. No, it's good, though, because we're reminiscing about when Nick at Night used to have some
wonderful
programming
shows.
That you could sit
I've never
and
heard
watch.
Of any of these.
Did you see the picture of Barbara Eden wearing the I Dream of
Thank
Genie
God you remembered
recently?
Her last name. I'm keeping the IMDb up in case you have another brain
aneurysm. But she just did this great thing. I forgot where they were, but it was her and Bill Clinton.
In a bottle. They're in a bottle lamp.
We're doing this charity function, and she appeared in full wardrobe for I Dream of Jeannie at her age. Yeah, with her and Bill Clinton.
How does she look?
75.
She rocked it. Like something 70-something, 5 years old.
You know, Bob Denver, who played Gilligan, always wore that fucking hat and red shirt. Like every time you saw him, it was like, okay, dude, you don't have to wear the hat and shirt anymore.
He totally just lived on that.
Well, they all go to these autograph shows, which is really wonderful that you can meet them. They're in Hollywood. They're getting really big now. They're all you can find them no matter where you live. There's always an autograph show.
And what's amazing is Bob Denver will now let you hit him in the head with anything you want.
You know he's dead, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what's even weirder about it. It's his family has a thing where it's just like, line up and be like, hit, Gilligan in the head with your hat. If you want.
If I had a hat, I'd hit you right now, Peter.
Why, yeah.
Hats don't fit my big head.
They
don't. Big Irish cranium.
You're about 1-800.
I don't even know. I don't bet. What are you, a hat? You can just look at somebody and know the hat size? That is your Rain Man power. That's your Rain Man gift. He doesn't count straws when they fall. He can do your hat size, like, spot on.
Maybe say 9 1/4.
What's mine?
Put you at about 8 1/3.
Nope.
Wow, you know your hat size, Robert? Yes. What's your hat size? In case, if any of our listeners want to buy us hats.
You are not a 7 5/8.
I am a 7 5/8.
Who told you you're a 7 5/8? You keep trying to rock that 7 5/8, girl.
That's right,
all right, just because it's summertime season.
We got
you can't fit into that.
9 minutes left. Well, to be exact, Ring Man. 1-800-893-9562. Anybody knows us or doesn't know us, give us a call.
Give
us your hat size. Peter might send you a hat.
I might.
Signed by me.
Yeah. Jeez. So, we were talking about the new Star Trek. Let's talk about the classic show.
Yeah.
Robert, have you seen the classic show?
I have seen the classic show. My dad was a big Trekkie fan. So, I mean, and I don't mean...
A Trekker or a Trekkie?
I don't know.
I don't even know what they're called.
I don't even know what they're called
Trekkies.
Either.
Is it Trekkies? Because you can insult them.
And there's a Trekologist.
Is it really? You're a liar. But go ahead, Robert.
You
watch Star Trek?
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up watching all the different... My dad's favorite was...
What are the furry creatures?
There were Tribbles.
Tribbles.
There they are.
What's on your face
What's
now?
Your dad's favorite? Yeah, it is.
My dad liked the original, but he also, he liked the, what's the new generation?
Does anyone know anything on this show? Does anyone know the names of actors or shows?
And you would think, I would like to think that I'm a gigantic, whopping nerd.
The name of the show next week is called The Clueless Party. That's what we're going to call it, The Clueless Party.
Who's the girl?
Who's
the last name?
You know that guy.
The guy, he did the actor. He played Billy.
He wore pants.
He was on that ship in space, and they had a four-year. It was a four-year mission.
He had that button-down shirt. And he had hair.
You don't know a lot of names tonight, but you know hat sizes, which I give to you. And Robert loves that joke, apparently. That's great. You make Robert laugh like that, you got a winner.
You're a winner on my
Speaking
behalf.
Of Cunningham, we get off your Star Trek boring story. Is
happy
fucking
days.
Boring, Robert.
Arrested Development.
What is
that? You know Arrested Development has 3 Happy Days cast members
have
on
you
that
seen?
Show?
Yeah. That's a great idea. That's a great segue, Robert.
We're running out of time.
Love it. Yeah, well.
Everyone's mixed on it. I haven't made it through the new season of Arrested Development.
How many have you watched any?
I've watched 4 episodes so far.
You have? I'm up to 3.
And I think it's brilliant, but it's definitely something that I could see most audiences having a problem because you could tell that there is a lot of payoff that is coming, even more than they've done in the past where they're flashing back to story elements.
So you have to stick in. I've heard that too. You have to stick with it.
I'm hoping that it pays off well and then we're set up for the nice movie. But also, it's like, I think it's a lot like Star Wars. When Star Wars came back with the episodes 1, 2, 3, even though they did suck, people waited so long for it. I think the expectations are hard to meet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, people waited, it's been 7 years since Arrested Development?
Yeah, 7 years.
Is it bad that I never watched the show? I watched 3 episodes and never got into it.
You need to watch
All in the Family before you start watching the new stuff, Robert.
Honestly, Arrested Development has, I would definitely say, All in the Family was a... Definitely a pioneering show for Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, great show. I'm getting into the show. I mean, I'm getting into the new season. And I guess after 7 years, you got to get back in that groove, you know?
Exactly, John.
And I think that, I'm not sure, I haven't clocked them yet, but since there are no commercials on Netflix, are they 30 minutes? On network television, they're 20, 21
minutes. I think
they're
still clocking close to 30. They're actually putting a little bit more than what they used to.
Yeah, I just seemed like the show was a little bit tighter when they had the commercial. I watched them all on DVD. I actually didn't watch it in its television run.
Yeah, I watched them all after the fact as well.
But it just seemed like it moved faster. But you know what? The jokes are there. It's a funny show. And if you have Netflix, and if you don't, get it. If not, come over Robert's house and watch it with him.
Don't waste your money with those Amazon Instant shows.
No.
Have you watched any of those?
No, yes. No, I didn't know they heard about those.
Yeah, I watched about three of them, and I really wanted to like the
three.
Yeah, right. I really wanted to like the Alpha Dog because it's done by what's his name, Gary. We're doing it again, Gary Trudeau.
Come on, Peter, you
the guy who did Doonesbury. 1-800-893-9562. No, but the guy who did Doonesbury, and that was one with John Goodman. I really wanted to like
it.
Doonesbury is a
cartoon. Boone County.
It's a cartoon.
Born in 86.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't know that, Robert was born in 86.
He was born in 86.
I was seven.
I loved Boone County as a kid. Boone County and Doomsday.
Now we've gone from sitcoms, movies, sitcoms, serials, to comic strips.
Mr. Butts is one of my heroes.
I never read comics. I never thought they were. Like, I read comics. I like the pictures. I never actually sat and read a comic book.
But no, but the Sunday funnies?
I would look at them and snicker, but they weren't really that funny.
Oh, I was a Sunday comic kid, man. Family Circus, all that stuff.
That's heavy reading for you, Peter.
That was big. That was my introduction.
Still, I'm not talking when you were a kid.
Well, I can't go past that. That's why I always need pictures in my book.
You still read the funnies? Now,
I don't know.
Because you don't have a subscription.
It's dead. It's dead. The funnies are dead. I liked the Boondocks a lot when that was around. You know, I did think that was good. You don't know the Boondocks? And then Cartoon Network did their TV series based on it. I think the Boondocks was brilliant when it comes from stuff from the funnies in recent years.
Yeah.
But no, but it's just saying, you know, ever since Far Side, not much to see.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Because my parents still had a subscription for a long time, and I would go over and read it. It was they weren't funny.
Do they still do High and Lois?
Your parents? High and Lois?
My
they do an impression of High and Lois? What is happening?
What is going on? I'm sure my mom and dad know High and Lois, and I'm sure anyone that's over the age of 35, 40 would know High and Lois.
Nope.
And Red Con.
Mindy, what's going on in the booth? You got a party in there. I see Jeremy. Jeremy brought a friend. He's the money man tonight.
We're working.
What are you doing? Is there like a camera system coming in here? I see a camera.
We're piggybacking a new show tonight. You know?
Is it a new show? Why are we? Are they going to promote us? Don't mention their name until they mention. We need an agreement that they're going to mention us.
We're not going to say our name. We're not going to say their name.
We don't know it. We don't know shit tonight.
But there is all I'm saying.
We don't know anything.
Right. All I'm saying is there's a new show that's trying to jump on the rap party party train.
I don't know.
And try to catch some of that fire and be like, hey, we want to air after the rap party, and we don't know who they are. But there is a show that's airing live in about three minutes.
Jeremy, what's the name of the new show coming in tonight? Yeah, Jeremy's running to the
mall. No, we don't
It's called
care.
The Healing Hour.
The Healing Hour.
Nice.
Apparently, it's a bunch of doctors. They're going to come in.
It's actually the opposite of oral stimulation. And it's just for gentlemen.
You love to plug oral stimulation.
He listens to it every Wednesday night at 8.
You would think I have, and I haven't yet because I'm afraid if I tune in, I'll become an
addict. That's not true. Peter does listen to the show, Oral Stimulation. He's the one who calls in changing his voice every week and masturbating while making noises into the phone. So for the host of that show, that's who it is. Peter, you've been outed. Or is it Edith Bunker? Is that what you were just doing?
Yes.
And men were men. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
What's the rest of the song? Herbert Hoover again. Anyway. We got about a couple of minutes left, so if you were going to call... sorry for those of you...
ran great.
Okay.
Your turn.
Those were the days. Remember the days we knew what we were talking about halfway through? Peter, read your funnies.
I'm going to go.
Are you the guy who goes to Denny's and they'll give you the menu and you flip it over and you start coloring?
I always ask for the
kids
menu.
And you break the blue and you start crying. And
the only way I can get my grilled cheese sandwich.
Waitress feels bad and you don't have to tip her that way.
I can never figure those mazes out.
Well,
they are complicated.
I'm going to show you the way out of here.
I cannot figure those out the same way.
Robert, you have anything to say before we leave tonight?
Just a shout out to my House of Horrors friends.
What is House of Horrors?
House of Horrors at Universal.
Horrors.
And just a shout out to my late friend, Gregor Sultan.
Oh, yeah. He passed away. Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
Peter?
Peter has no friends, so what can I say after someone giving a shout out for a death, except for sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm going to be looking forward to seeing Bjork this upcoming week.
Okay, that's great.
And for all our Los Angeles fans out there,
Here come the Hawks, the mighty.
Oh, you're singing along tonight. The show is The Rap Party. I'm John Donahue. You can follow me on Twitter at @JONDONAHUE. Follow The Rap Party at The Rap Party. It's all one word, though.
That's
with
all
an
one
at
word.
In front of it, little at sign. I'll show you what that looks like later, Peter. And what else is there? Oh, like Mindy. Us on Facebook. I'm not there yet, you jerk.
Well, you're missing things.
Don't make it look like I forgot. Mindy, do you want to say something before we go?
Well, not really.
Okay.
All right,
everybody.
Anyone out there wants to give us money for sponsorship?
We're not here next Saturday. We're not here next Saturday. I'm off shooting a movie in Utah, but we'll be here the following Saturday.
Thanks for listening in
live tonight. Tell your friends about the show. I'm running out of breath. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks for listening to The Rap Party.